Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt das Arle Perik Beis, Mishnah Beis. Hatruma, we have over here Truma that fell into a mixture. Mala, in other words, you can combine it with the chulin to be mevatel es arla. For that matter, arla, if arla falls into a mixture, you can combine it with the chulin to be mevatel es truma. The Mishnah is going to explain exactly what we mean here. Keitza, when the Mishnah says Keitza, the Mishnah is asking, how so? Can you illustrate the case, please? So we have a sasa as a measurement of truma, shenafla lemeya, that fell into almost 100, that's what it means. That's how it's explained over here. Let's say it fell into 99 and a half sa of chulin. Ooh, ashad. Oh, what a pity. If it had only one half a sa more, then the truma would become bottle. Even a non-kain would be able to eat it. In order for the truma to become bottle, I need 100 times the amount of chulin. Here I almost had 100. A sa of truma fell into 99 and a half of chulin. Okay, what can I do? So now only a kain can eat the entire mixture. Then, v'yachakach naflu, it fell into this teruvis, shloisha kavin, a half a saw, three kavin is the same as a half a saw, arla of arla, oy or shloisha kavin, three kavin, a half a saw, of klaya kerem. So at first glance, I'm going to say, oh no, now it got even worse. Now I have arla and klaya kerem that fell in. Relax, sometimes we think things are getting worse, and they're actually becoming better. We're going to see a very interesting thing. The fact that the truma fell in suddenly is not a problem. It's going to be the solution. And the fact that the arla and the klaya kerem came in is also going to be part of the solution. How's that? The truma is going to solve the arla and the klaya kerem in this mixture, and the arla or the klaya kerem is going to solve the truma problem in this mixture. Here's how. For arla or klaya kerem to become bottle, how much do I need? Well, we learned in the previous Mishnah, you need 200 times the amount. Okay, do I have 200 times the amount? I don't know, let me see. A half a saw of arla fell into what? If I only look at the chulin here, without the truma that fell in, I had 99 and a half saw of chulin. Well, that's not 200 times a half a saw. But if I'm going to take the 99 and a half saw of chulin over here, and I'm going to add that to the saw of truma. How much do I have? Oh, I have 100 and a half saw total. Mm-hmm. How much arla fell in? A half a saw. Okay. How much is 200 times a half a saw? 200 times a half a saw is 100. Okay. So I have 100 plus here. I have enough to be mevatel the arla or the klaya kerem because I'm combining the truma and the chulin. So when the truma fell in, I thought, oh, no. I don't have enough to be mevatel the truma. But now that the arla fell in, I'm saying, ah, oh, Baruch Hashem, the truma fell in. Because now we can be mevatel the arla. So zehu, this is an example, shatruma, where the mixture with truma in it, mala sa arla. The fact that I have this extra sa, it brings me over the top. Because I can combine it with the chulin to be mashlim, the shear that I need to be mevatel the arla or the klaya kerem. Again, why? I have a half a saw of arla or a half a saw of klaya kerem. I need 200 times the amount. 200 times a half is 100. It's only because of the truma here that I have 100. Without the truma, I had only 99 and a half. So the truma helps me to be mevatel the arla and the klaya kerem. And on the other side of the coin, the arla and sa truma. The fact that the arla is here, that's going to be mevatel the truma. What do you mean? It's very simple. What happened over here to start with? I had a saw of truma that fell into almost 100, right? That's it doesn't become bottle. But now, the chulin and the arla that fell in. How much do we have total? Well, let's see. I had 99 and a half chulin. And I had half a saw of arla. Total 100. That's what I need to be mevatel the truma. So the arla in this mixture, that's mevatel es truma. The half a saw of arla is what I need to get over the top to have 100 to be mevatel the truma. Now remember, I have a saw of truma. And truma needs 100, so I need 100 to be mevatel the truma. Add a half a saw of arla. Arla needs 200 to be mevatel it. So I also need 100. Because 100 is 200 times a half a saw. So it all works out perfectly. So once again, Truma can help be mevatel the Arla, and the Arla can help be mevatel the Truma. If I have a saw of Truma that fell into a little bit less than 100, let's say 99 and a half saw of Cholin, the whole thing can only be eaten by a Kayan. I don't have 100 to mevatel the Truma. And then, three calves, which is the same as a half a saw, three calves of Arla or Klayakarem fell in. Stop. Relax. This is actually good for you, because what's going to happen is, if the Truma wasn't here, everything would be Aser. I wouldn't have 200 times the amount of Arla. I need 200 to be Mevatla the Arla, or 200 times of Heter to be Mevatla the Klayakarem. But now that I can be Mitzar of the Truma, so I have my 99 and a half saw of Chulin, and the one saw of Truma, so I have a total of 100 and a half saw, and that's going to be 200 times the amount. 100 saw is 200 times a half a saw. If not for the Truma, I wouldn't have 100 saw. Now, if not for the Arla, I wouldn't be able to mevatel the Truma, because a saw of Truma fell into 99 and a half. Truma needs 100. But now that I have a half a saw of Arla, so I say, the Truma fell into 100 times the amount of something which is not Truma. And now I'm mevatel the Truma, so I have both. Okay, there are a lot of different shittos here in the Rishonim exactly how to understand the Mishnah, but I think that this is the main lesson of the Mishnah, besides the Pashut Pshat, of course. A lot of times we think, oh no, it can't get any worse than this. And if we're going to look back at our lives, we're going to see, no, you think it's bad. The Rabban Hashem has a cheshbon that everything is made picture perfect. We just have to be zeichet to see it.